In Baghdad, anti-aircraft guns are sprouting on rooftops, and windows around the city are being taped. A kind of fatalism has gripped many Baghdad residents as they contemplate the prospect of a third war in as many decades. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now on the line from the Iraqi capital. Anne, are Iraqis convinced that there will be a war?
Well, the question now posed to me certainly isn't will there be a war, but when is it going to start? And many have begged me to get them visas to another country. No one wants a war, but, you know, the overwhelming number of people here, and I'm speaking largely, frankly, about educated urban Iraqis, just say they want change, they're frustrated and impatient with the way things are, they want an end to sanctions and the isolation, they want a normal life, they blame both Saddam and the U.S. for the mess they're in. And so while they don't want war, they just want something to end the situation they're in.
With this sense that war is just around the corner, how has life in the capital changed?
Well, I can't say that life has changed in any dramatic way. People haven't yet really done anything, but they're beginning to think differently, and they're definitely beginning to talk differently. I'm stunned at how many Iraqis now whisper about the fact that they think Saddam Hussein is strange, that he seems to be on Valium. I mean, that's what a man said to me this morning. I mean, though we know each other well, he's never said anything even vaguely political to me before, and certainly not about Saddam Hussein.
They're whispering about their unhappiness or their discomfort with their leader. Are they also whispering about his removal, or are they even talking openly about this now?
Yes. I mean, they can now begin to envision a time when Saddam isn't here. And the reasons for that is that they think there may well be a war. As for what that war would be like, some say that they think it would be over very quickly. For all the bravado in front of a camera, they have no faith in the Iraqi military's ability to do anything. They say it's poorly equipped, poorly paid, utterly demoralized. And some hope that the U.S. would target government buildings and not hurt too many civilians. But a businessman I just spoke to a couple of days ago lives near one of Saddam's palaces, and he's not all that confident about U.S. targeting. He's very concerned that he and his family will get collateral damage, and he's concerned that his barns look very suspicious and that his business could literally go up in flames. And this same businessman also lives near Saddam City, a poor section of Baghdad, where many of the Shia Muslims reside. The Shia are the majority here, though the positions of power are held by Sunni Muslims, and there's huge resentment between the communities. And this businessman, frankly, is terrified the Shia will take the opportunity of any conflict, of a war, whatever, to rise up. And the one thing he's doing is planning to get his family out.
You've seen anti-aircraft guns sprouting on rooftops throughout the city. Any other visible signs that this is a country preparing for war?
Not really. I mean, a month ago, there was nothing. Since I've been here the last couple of weeks, I have seen some anti-aircraft guns. They're very old, I must say. I've seen some windows being taped, as you mentioned earlier. But more than anything, it's a mental state that I see. And officials here, we've discussed the Iraqi people, but officials are so depressed, and they can't conceal their utter sense of hopelessness.
Annie Garrels, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels.